So when we give the instruction, we are speaking about various situations. It doesn't mean that we need to look for them. But we are speaking in this case, so one has to be aware of that. In another case, if something else is happening, then we can be aware of that. But it is not that if we speak about pain, bodily pain, and there is no pain, so don't look for where there could be some pain, or maybe there is something wrong in my meditation, there is no bodily pain. Or if I speak about sleepiness, as it seems I love to speak about sleepiness, if you are not, you don't need to look for sleepiness. So we are just speaking about various situations that it may apply to the situation that you can meet in this instant. So not that you need to look for all of them. It is not a problem to stay with the anchoring place or the place of anchor. If you have chosen the abdomen or the chest or feeling the sensation in the hands or hearing, it is never a problem. Not that we need to look for something else. But sometimes something is stronger, it makes it meaningless to try to feel what's happening in the abdomen, sensation in the abdomen. If, for example, there is a strong sleepiness and I ignore it, or if, for example, there is some sadness, if I'm experiencing sadness, trying to feel the bodily sensation in my abdomen doesn't make sense. I don't care about those sensations. There's something more important for me at this time. So in this sense, to force, to really want to be in contact with the bodily sensation will be a way not to be aware of what's happening right now for me. But if nothing's happening, which is very clear and strong, then it is skillful to stay with anchoring place, feeling the sensation in the abdomen or in the chest or wherever. There is a slight distinction between concentration and mindfulness. As I've mentioned yesterday, so concentration is holding to an aspect of the experience, to an image of the experience, to a concept of the experience, that may help for the stability of the mind, but does not allow for an intimacy with the experience itself. So in mindfulness is a deeper intimacy with the experience that does not stop at the name, concept of the experience, but really do feel it, experience it. So it's possible we start by the intention to feel what's happening in my abdomen. It could be even said in this case, I am observing what's happening in the abdomen, observing what's happening in my chest. It's a common way for us to bring our attention somewhere. So the first intention may be that, and in this case, it can be an image of this part of the body. It's a way not to be distracted and carried away by so many other experiences or starting to think, imagine. So I may try to observe this part of the body with an image, and just the beginning, the introduction. And then as I get more and more in touch with the experience, let's say the sensations in my chest, so the image start to lose its importance, to disappear, and there is a bodily sensation, which is without form, color. It's just a sensation. And the distance that observation was bringing, I am observing this, also starts to fade away. And then there's not anymore this distance. I'm just experiencing sensations in this area. So it's not a mistake why I am questioning the word to observe. Because if we believe that we can stay at this level of observing, then we keep a distance. But if we feel at the beginning there is this attitude, I am observing this and that, that's fine. But try then to really feel this. What is a bodily sensation of lightness, heaviness, temperature? Then little by little I get closer and closer to the experience. So it is a natural shift that is happening, not because we are fighting, again observing, fighting again the image of the part of the body. Let's imagine that we are with a few people, they are all speaking or even speaking to us, but there is one that we need to listen to. So we are not necessarily telling the other to shut up or to go away, but we just are more interested in this voice. So the other seems to be going in the backward, not so much important, but this person is saying something that for me it's important to hear. So a little bit the same, there's the image, maybe the intention, that's fine. But what I'm really concerned is, what is the taste of this bodily sensation? Maybe a strange way to express it, but to feel it. How is it to feel them? Density, vibration, heat, cold. So it's a natural process, not that we are fighting against something. So maybe sometimes my vocabulary of experiencing, of feeling, too strong and dismissing of observing, maybe misleading, because that's maybe the way we start. In order to bring our attention in some area of the body, for example. Then one can start to be little by little in contact with that. When we say in contact, there still seems to be two things, but slowly there's just that sensation. Every instant another sensation, just that sensation. And then we start to enter into the field of mindfulness. But mindfulness do appear when the mind is in balance. It's not just a choice, an intention. Now I will be mindful. Now I'm opening to experience what's happening. Maybe observing this part or that part of the body. Not yet really mindfulness, the intention is there. And slowly there's a balance of mind. There's less effort needed to be in touch with the same type of experience. And then, naturally, mindfulness is there. So it's not a problem if you stay with the same place. Again, only if something is strong and appears, trying to feel my abdomen or to observe the sensation in my abdomen, and suddenly there's a strong pain in my knee, then I'm not going to be able to bring energy to feel what's happening in the abdomen. And at this time I don't care, because something is really intense in my knee, for example. So at this time, when there's a pain in my knee or wherever, of course, then I can be aware there's this notion of pain. That is a way to express the intensity and that it is not so nice. So now I can say I am observing the pain in my knee. a very solidified way of speaking. But slowly I may start to inquire, what is the sensation actually that I call pain? Which may be intense, but what is the sensation? So slowly, be behind or underneath the notion pain, I may discover the intense vibration, for example. Then I start to be more intimate with the experience. Then the sense, maybe I'm observing this, start to fade away, and there's just this experience of the intense sensation. So not fighting for a result, but just bringing the condition with lightness, sensitivity, that little by little we are really in touch with what's happening. And with hearing, some people that like to choose hearing. And so not looking around us to find out the source of various sounds, but where I am sitting, there's an expense of hearing happening. And it doesn't matter what it is that I am hearing, the bird or the airplane or the truck, but what is the expense of the sound itself? Not of the truck, but the sound of the truck. Not of the bird, but the sound of the bird. I'm interested in that. The experiencing of the sound with all its richness, it's kind of a complex experience. I saw a documentary of people making a soundtrack for movies. It was amazing. They take things that have nothing to do with the noise and cabbage is that they threw on the floor and that make noise, and just because they are concerned with the sound, not with the source. So when we start to open ourselves to what is the expanse of the sound, the hearing of the sound, then we start to be intimate with the experience. Let's reveal ourselves to ourselves. Not a source, doesn't reveal there are birds around or trucks or airplanes. This is fine, we don't need meditation for that. What we like to meet in our meditation is ourselves. And we meet ourselves through any experience. Not ourselves in a historical way, I, me, but ourselves as a presence, as a consciousness. Within the experience, we don't need to get rid of the experience. Now, there may be many thoughts, images for some people, and then there's no much connection with the bodily sensations. So at this time what's happening, it's happening that there are thoughts and images, memories. That's my present experience. It seems for one reason there are a lot of energy in the mind and a lot of images from the past maybe. Then it's difficult to be in touch with the body, it seems the energy is there. Supporting those images, memories. Then try to feel, what is the emotion linked with that? Is it sad or happy? Pleasant or unpleasant? Not to analyze, but just to feel it. Oh, maybe there's a slight sense of sadness. Then I try just to connect with sadness. How is sadness? Not my sadness, but sadness. How is it to experience sadness? Not that I'm so attached to sadness, but it is here now. So I try to experience it so I don't I'm not burdened by it, but I am experiencing it. So we'll describe more precisely what it is to experience an emotion. But for the time being, just trying to be open to feeling with curiosity. We all know what sadness means. I mean, we have something in common. I'm sure we have experienced it in a slightly different way. So what is it, a consciousness that is sad? A sad consciousness is the most fascinating. So if it is there, then we can just open to it. Rather than being lost in the memories. Because the emotion is present, that's happening. What I'm experiencing now is the emotion. Not the meeting of this person in the past, but the emotion. And if it disappears, or there is nothing special, seems it loses its intensity, then it is skillful to come to the anchoring place. And it's important to have always the same, not 1 minute this one and you go to another one. Otherwise you will be busy on your sitting. Wondering, maybe my attention I should put in the abdomen, not in the chest, maybe in hearing. So you keep yourself busy, but also in an attitude of superficiality, and you cannot develop the intimacy with the experience. So practice with gentleness, lightness. Present experience is always already here. You don't need to force it. And if at time you need to shift position, then shift position. And then don't move. Thank you.
Thank you.